Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
You wouldn't want to get bored talking about yourself if you ever get a radio show, because like every now and again you just realise, God, all I do is talk about things in relation to me, showering, sleeping. But hey, I need help, so
you never get bored of
thankfully I have my own radio show and it allows my ego to talk about myself. But anyway, I was washing the sheets of the little bed in my snore room.
Yeah.
Which is not what I'm talking about today, but that's a whole different story. If you haven't heard about that, it's a whole world of adventure. Anyway, so I sleep there some nights when I start snoring too loud and the missus gives me the kick. I have somewhere to go where I can close the door and all of a sudden it's quiet for her and she can go back to sleep. Anyway, I was changing the sheets and I looked at the pillow and went, yeah, because obviously I have my inverted commas good pillow in my normal bed, as it were. And then I have, like, you know, pillows in the other room and I just go in and kind of go down and fuss.
Are you a one pillow man?
No. So I've got a combination of two pillows in each room and they fulfill a job, right? So I have a skinny synthetic pillow.
Yeah.
Right, so one of those cheapy things. They're not, there's no, you know, feathers or anything like that in it. And then I have a feather pillow on top. And the combination of the two things provides me with the perfect pillow sleep scenario. So much so that for a while, I don't do it anymore, but for a while I used to take my feather pillow with me on holidays.
Yeah.
So that when I go to a hotel, I could go, no, I'll just sleep on that. But then I don't have a little skinny one and that's not quite high enough. Anyway.
I get that though.
Well, listen, you've got to be particular about what you like in terms of sleeping. So when I was changing the pillowcases, I looked at the pillow and went, ah, that's gone all flat now. So all the, like, the feathers have kind of, maybe they just lived their life.
Yeah. You know?
They're done.
You do have a big head.
I do have a big, heavy head on me, in fairness to me. So then I was like, okay, I'm just going to buy a pillow. And then I went online and looked for pillows. I bought a few pillows in Dunn's. I told Francis Brennan, for example.
Oh, yeah.
When he was in, that I sleep with him every night because I have his pillow. And in fairness, I love his pillow.
Yeah.
But that's in my main bed. This is for the snore room bed. So I was looking around. I was like, obviously, I could get another Francis Brennan, but geez, they ain't cheap. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. I don't know.
Well, Francis knows what's up with his hotels and all the rest. He knows how to charge for a...
No flies in him.
Not at all. But I was looking around, and it's really hard to get a feather pillow that isn't, like, a serious amount of a wedge of cash. And I was just going, maybe I'm missing out. Maybe the world knows things about pillows that I don't know. So maybe in the snore room, I've still got my perfect combination on my bed. I can stick with that. But I'm prepared to try something new.
Okay.
In the snore room, and I'm looking for suggestions. Has anyone found a pillow there? Don't forget, I'm the fella who ordered a cervical pillow from the internet. And before you wonder what that is, I'll explain. A cervical pillow is supposed to allow you to sleep on your front with your hands.
Oh,
up the top.
I remember that.
Because yeah, I can't do that because my arms fall asleep.
Yeah.
And there's this thing where it lifts your arms up a bit, but
did you not like it?
Didn't work. Never worked.
Why?
Just well, it never allowed me to sleep that way. And then it's shaped in a really weird kind of, it's kind of like in an X shape.
So then,
when I slept on it in a normal way, I was like, oh, this just isn't comfortable. Like,
but usually you just go on the internet and buy a thing. Why are you not doing that?
I just couldn't see anything that was making me excited about pillows. So I went, I know what I'll do. I'll talk about myself on the radio because I've got a national radio show and I'll waste everyone's time, but I'll get recommendations of pillows. So 0874100102. If you have any recommendations of pillows you've tried recently, and I do like a feather pillow. It doesn't have to be that. As I said, it's experimentation time. But I need the help of the nation.
Usually I would slag you and I would say, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
Just use whatever.
That's usually the words that come out of Cottle's mouth.
But actually,
oh,
I'm kind of with you on this one about the pillows.
Okay.
I have a suggestion for you. My life changed about 18 months ago when I was walking through a furniture superstore that wasn't Minogue's.
Oh, right. He can barely bring himself to say the four-letter Swedish word.
It was IKEA. Sorry, family. Anyway, shopping there just for other just little knickknacks and stuff.
Yeah.
And saw a pillow that was curved like a boomerang for all the world. I said, oh, what's that thing? That looks cool.
Mm-hmm.
Claire says, that's what pregnant women use. That's a pregnancy pillow.
Pregnancy pillow, yeah.
I goes, would it be weird if I bought it and tried it out? She goes, okay. Life-changing.
Whoa, okay.
I cannot explain. Like, you know, we wear our Whoops.
Yeah.
On that hand. Showing the wrong hand. I honestly think that it's improved my recovery. When I go home to Cashel on a Friday night.
You don't have your pregnancy pillow.
Yellows, reds, can't get into the green. Pregnancy pillow, green, every time.
Yeah, people don't even know what Whoops are, so you're talking monster. What do you mean is you get a good night's sleep.
A good night's sleep. The pillow is called the J-Sick pillow. I'll show it to you there. J-Y-S-K, you can kind of see it there. It's like a boomerang kind of a thing, isn't it?
Okay, so I've slept on those because I used to steal them off my wife when she was pregnant. She had one. Now, you do realize what they're for.
To keep...
It's like it lifts the belly when it's, you know, full of child up off the bed a little bit. That's where it's supposed to tuck in. And you can kind of almost hug it a little bit.
That's what I feel like. I feel like I'm hugging it. It lifts the belly full of food.
So I was going to say, do you wear it like it's supposed to be worn or is it just up on your head?
Oh, no. I clasp onto it like you clasp onto it like a koala on a tree. In between my legs. And it was a game changer.
So how long is it?
Is
it under your head? Down your body and in between your legs.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it must be a meter and a bit long, is it?
Yeah, no, it is fairly long. And it's awkward when you're dressing the bed. That's the downside of it.
Right.
You can't make your bed look nice because there's this big boomerang on top.
What you need is you need to get me over. I'll build you a wooden frame up above your thing, paint it in rainbow colours, and you slot your boomerang pillow, pregnancy pillow in there, and then you can dress the bed as normal.
Yes.
And then take it down.
Great idea. I highly recommend that. I know it's kind of not what you're looking for, but I just think... Look, you've tried one out.
I used to steal it off my wife when she'd be asleep, pregnant with my children. And what I would do is I'd wrap it around my neck and cross it over in a bow and hold onto those things and lie on my back.
Kind of like a travel pillow.
Yeah, I'd snore like a trooper, I would. She'd wake up, I'd be snoring, I'd have woken her up, and I'd have stolen her pregnancy pillow. So it's surprising we're still together, if I'm totally honest with you. Colin in West Cork has been on.
For the pillow, it's got to be the firm pillow from Emma. They're an Irish company, and by God, you will sleep like a drunk baby. This is the way to go, Dave. This is the way of the future. Okay. Mind yourself. Good luck.
Thanks very much, Colin. Are Emma Irish? I thought Emma were German. Hang on, someone correct me on that if I'm wrong. Amazing. Somebody says you can go to Harvey Norman, get measured for a pillow. There's a cool gel one that's amazing. You can be measured for a pillow. Oh, I'm tempted to do that now. Kira says Simba pillow. My partner used to complain about his pillows every night until we got Simba pillows. Are you people working for Simba pillows? Maybe that's what's going to happen all day today. No name on this voice note.
Dave, what you want is a memory foam pillow with a silk pillowcase. Ooh. Keep the head cool, keep the head supported.
Ah.
Cheers, have a good day.
Thank you very much. I shall try my best. Deck's been on as well.
Dave, listen to me. You're on holidays, you're in a hotel. Don't care who you're waking up with a snoring, just go for a lad. And go pillowless to get a better night's sleep and rock the bedroom. All right, buddy, enjoy. And best of luck.
Pillowless. I don't know about pillowless. Could I do that? No, I don't think I could. I want delicious comfort is what I'm looking for. Phil's been on.
I've awful trouble getting pillows as well, and I found this one on Amazon. It's called the Utopia pillow. It's breathable, comfortable. But I also throw in a little something that I found because I get really warm at night. So I'd be sweating in the pillow, even in 2 degrees in the winter. So I got a chillo tucked into the Utopia pillow. And I tell you now, what a night's sleep you get.
Okay, so I'll Google all these and see what's going on. Anne, who has got green sketching workshops in West Cork, I think I spoke to Anne before, she says, well, Dave, what you need is a spelt pillow. It's amazing. Spelt grains contained in the cotton cover. Brought from Green Fibres many years ago. Your head nestles into it and it molds itself around your head and neck. So comfortable. Spelt pillows. I've heard it all now. And everyone's slagging Cahill because at one point he tried to pronounce Yusk and said Jasek. Jesus Christ. He can't do it all. We were talking about the Harvey Norman, that they measure you for pillows. I didn't know if that was true or not, but Anna's confirming it.
I work in Harvey Norman and we do measure people for pillows, and I have two of them and they're amazing, so I would highly recommend it. They have like cooling gels and stuff in them. They're amazing.
Right, cooling gels. I do like the idea of a cool, like I'm always flipping the pillow, always going for the cold side of the pillow. Micheál's been on as well.
Have to agree with Cahill on this one. The pregnancy pillows, game changer, game changer. Wee nap in the middle of the day, huggle into that, nothing better. Doesn't matter what way you sleep, it'll mould around you, whatever way you want.
God, I'm sleepy now. I should be waking up and starting my show off wondering about the word huggle. Simon, I might want Micheál to tell me to huggle into things all the time. Good man. Laura's in Offaly this morning. How are you, Laura?
How's it going?
Good. Tell me about this trip to New Zealand.
So I went to, landed into Auckland with the worst jet lag ever.
Oh my God. There's nothing, I mean, like, I've gone as far as Australia. I can't imagine going even further to New Zealand. Like, it's just so painful, the jet lag.
Yeah, I was exhausted. So arrived into, I had kind of planned ahead and booked a fairly nice hotel.
Smart lady.
Yeah. So arrived into the hotel and beside the bed was a menu of pillows. So they had pillows on your bed.
Yeah.
But if they weren't good enough for you, you could ring down to reception and order from the menu. I think there was about six or eight different types of pillows.
Can you remember any of the kind of the details of what the different options were?
So you had your memory foam.
Yeah.
Duck down, and then it said, like, it gave a description as to whether they were hard or soft or medium or whatever.
So
I thought this was an absolutely brilliant idea, but I tested the ones that were on the bed and was asleep within about 5 seconds.
You wouldn't have mattered if it was a couple of planks of wood with a sheet over it, you would have slept.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it was just the one night you were there.
No, we were there for two nights.
Did you not try the second night? We need a bit of wits around, you know.
the second night I rang down and I changed two of them for the softer ones, the duck down ones. And they were just divine.
Stop. And then how was New Zealand? Did you enjoy yourself?
Yeah, amazing. It was January 2020.
Oh.
So spent about 6 weeks traveling, five or six weeks from Auckland all the way down to the bottom of the South Island, and arrived home to lockdown. So I'm glad I got the trip in before.
God, you did. Fair play. Yeah. 6 weeks in New Zealand. Amazing. Well, that's a hell of an experience. And you learned about pillow menus. It's all happening for
absolutely
you, Laura.
Thanks. It's way forward.
It certainly sounds like it. Thanks for sharing the story. Appreciate it.
Cheers.
See you, Laura. Bye-bye. Anybody else want to get in touch? 087-4100-102. Burr's been on as well.
I had a Dunlop pillow years and years ago. Absolutely loved it. I still have it, but it's kind of embarrassing. It's so bad. I keep washing it and stuff. But I love it so much, I won't get rid of it. But they stopped doing. I think it's the Dunlop pillow latex. So I'll be interested now if anyone has any suggestions where to buy a Dunlop pillow. Because they can't find them anymore.
I've never even heard of a Dunlop pillow. They do make odd things, though, Dunlop. Like, I used to think they just made runners, and then they make tires, and then they make all other rubber products. So maybe they make rubber pillows. Who knows? James says, Dave, listen to you talk about pillows. I feel very fortunate that I don't use a pillow. The kids took mine a few years ago, and I gave up looking for one. And now I find it hard to sleep if I do have a pillow. James, I just don't know if I could do it. And Hazel slagging Cahill about something else he said. Did Cahill just say dress the bed? How very 70-year-old lady of him, says Hazel. Well, I say dress the bed as well. And my wife says make the bed. So then every time I say that to one of the kids, hey, go up there and dress your bed. She's like, yeah, put a little dress on the thing. And I'm like, what? She says make the bed. I say, what? Go up with a hammer and a nail and make the bed. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you can't win. Dave, like your last caller, myself and Mrs. stayed in a hotel in Puerto Vallarta in Mexico. They had 5 pillow types, 10 different scents to choose from. You stayed for 4 nights and I tried 4 different pillows for the cracks. It's John. Why not? Ken Mulhall has got a buckwheat pillow. Buckwheat. Is this like the spelt one? People are sleeping on grains, lads. This is, I'm learning things left, right and centre.
Dave Moore. On Today FM. Podcast.